De nouveau et répétez.
Listen and repeat.
The next train leaves at 10:30. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
That'll be $60.
60 or 16?
60. 60.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Hello and welcome to lesson number 77 of English USA. Bonjour et bienvenue à la leçon numéro 77 d'English USA. Aujourd'hui, nous retrouvons Martin Lerner sur un chantier, a construction site. Un nouveau bâtiment est en construction. Vous apprendrez à vous informer de l'emplacement de différents objets et de différents travaux sur le chantier, construction site. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Écoutons Martin Lerner. Il est en train de parler avec un contremaître sur un chantier de construction, a construction site. Il veut savoir où se passe telle ou telle activité. Écoutez bien.
Have you ever visited a construction site before?
Yes, but never a site that was so busy. How many men do you have working here?
About 100 men and women. Could we go into the office?
Not yet. I would like to look around first. Where is the office?
Over there. Do you see that green building? That's the office.
Good. What's that man standing on the corner doing?
He's in charge of the cement trucks. The trucks bring in the cement, and he shows the drivers where to put the cement.
That looks dangerous.
Everything is a little dangerous. They are very careful, though.
Where do the trucks come from?
They come from the cement factory.
Where is that?
It's about 10 miles from here. They mix the cement and then put it in the truck. The truck brings it here.
The trucks mix the cement, too, don't they?
They have to. They have to keep the cement moving or it will get hard. You see that road?
Yes. Is that where the trucks come in?
Yes. They drive in there, then go where the workers need cement. There goes a truck right now.
Where do the drivers come from? Where do they live?
They live around here. We hire local drivers.
Always?
Yes. We're a local construction company. We hire local workers, drivers, everyone.
Where do the women work?
They can work anywhere. Some of them operate equipment. You see that crane over there?
I see several cranes.
Look at the one in front of the office. It's operated by a woman. Many of the women operate equipment.
How many women work here?
Maybe 10. Not very many.
Why don't you have more?
Not many women want to work in construction. We don't have many applications. That's a woman on top of the building.
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't either. What do you want to look at, Martin?
Everything. Mostly, I want to talk to your workers.
Which ones?
Any of them. I'm interested in people, where they work.
Well, look around. I'll introduce you to anyone.
Where is the toilet?
The toilet? It's next to the office.
Oh, I see.
I'll meet you at the office. We can go on from there.
Écoutez les questions de Martin Lerner. Il veut savoir ce qui se passe sur le chantier. Il est curieux, n'est-ce pas? Le chantier, c'est encore construction site. Et où sur le chantier? Ce qui se passe où? Where? Attention. Where do the drivers come from? D'où viennent les conducteurs? Écoutez le reste.
Where is the office? Where do the trucks come from? Where is that? Where do the drivers come from? Where do the women work? What's that man standing on the corner doing?
Pouvez-vous maintenant poser des questions pour savoir où se passe telle ou telle activité? Commencez vos questions par « where ». Martin Leneuve vous dira « Those men are working with steel ». Ces hommes travaillent avec l'acier. Et vous demanderez « Where are those men working ?» Où travaillent ces hommes-là? Où travaillent-ils? Essayez.
Some women are driving equipment. Those men are working with steel. The truck drivers are coming with the cement.
This is the office. Do you want to see inside?
I don't think so now. Can we see the workers outside first?
Sure. Let's walk around the site and look at all the activities.
Ne soyez pas intimidé par le vocabulaire que vous ne connaissez pas. Et je ne peux pas non plus m'attarder là-dessus, car nous avons si peu de temps. Plutôt, essayons de nous exercer sur l'essentiel de cet exercice, l'essentiel de ces leçons. Par exemple, la situation qui est assez claire, Martin Luther est dans un chantier, il visite un chantier, a construction site, et il demande des questions au contremaître, the foreman. Foreman, foreman. C'est écrit foreman, c'est le chef, le directeur du projet, par exemple, le manager du projet. Il demande, how many men do you have working here? Combien d'hommes avez-vous qui travaillent ici? Ça, c'est du mot à mot. C'est plutôt, il y a combien d'hommes ici? Vous dirigez combien d'hommes? How many men do you have working here? Encore une autre question. How many women do you have working here? Combien de femmes travaillent ici? Where do the women work? Où travaillent les femmes? Et durant la leçon, ils indiquent plusieurs endroits où les femmes travaillent. Where do the women work? What is that man doing? Que fait cet homme? What is that man doing? Where do the trucks come from? D'où viennent les camions? Where do the trucks come from? Rappelez-vous, where do you come from? D'où venez-vous? To come from somewhere, venir de quelque part. To come from. Where do the trucks come from? Il y a plusieurs questions avec where, où. Where is the foreman, par exemple? Où est le manager du projet? Où est le contremaître? Where is the foreman? Ou bien encore, where are the engineers? Où sont les ingénieurs? Where are the workmen? Où sont les travailleurs? Encore en suivant la question « Where do the trucks come from ?» D'où viennent les camions? Vous entendrez répondre « About 10 miles from here. » Vous entendrez « About 10 miles from here. » Where do the trucks come from ? D'où viennent les camions? Ils viennent d'à peu près 10 miles d'ici. La semaine dernière, je me suis trompée, je vous ai dit que 1 mile faisait à peu près 2,2 km, c'était tout à fait faux. Je m'excuse, 1 mile fait 1,6 km. About 10 miles from here. Autre question pertinente qui a à voir avec le lieu, une certaine activité. Do you see that building over there? Voyez-vous ce bâtiment là-bas? Do you see that building over there? Over there, là-bas.